File servers are the most common type of servers in the world, but they also present many challenges such as maintaining reliable backups, synchronizing files across sites, and of course, running out of disk space. Oren Thomas is here to show us how Azure File Sync can save the day today on Azure Friday. Hey everyone, Donovan Brown here with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Oren, and he's going to tell us about Azure File Sync. So talk to me about what is Azure File Sync.
Azure File Sync is your way of taking that first step into the cloud if you're really an on-prem person.
Okay.
Now, what the most common type of Windows server in the world is a file server. And file servers have a whole lot of problems. Anybody that's managed them has known this, right? Going back to when I started in IT, I remember having to run around to people's offices and say, I need you to clear 50 meg or, you know, a gig of data from your, or a couple of hundred meg from your file share. So one of the first problems you've got is how do you clean up that file share so that people can keep writing data? The other one is how do you make sure it's backed up?
Sure.
Which is a problem. And then if you've got an organization that's in a couple of locations, so you've got an office in Melbourne, you've got one here in Seattle, how do you make sure that you've got the same files in each location and that they're up to date?
So, okay.
So Azure File Sync is something that is available in Azure that allows you to basically solve all of these problems.
Cool, so show me how you set it up.
Okay, so the first thing you need to do is you need to go into your console, and if you just type Azure, oopsie-daisy, spelling would be good.
I'm the worst typist you've ever met.
So if we type Azure File Sync, we can see over here in the marketplace, we've got Azure File Sync.
Okay.
So I'll just go and click on that. Deploy Azure File Sync. So what it'll do is it'll ask me for my subscription resource group. So I've got a resource group called Azure FSRG2.
Okay.
Now, I need to give it a name. So let's just call it On-Prem Sync 2. And then we need to choose our region. Now, one of the important things is that your storage account, your file sync service, and your resource group should all be in the same region.
Okay.
Now, because I love using the data center in Singapore, I always choose Southeast Asia.
Okay.
So then we just go review and create, because that's all we have to do. And then we go and create it.
Okay. So what we've created is, we've just created a storage account?
So what we've done is we've already got the storage account there. So I'd already pre-created a storage account.
Got it. So we're basically turning a storage account into this file sync repository almost?
So the first thing we've done is we've created the storage sync service. The next thing we need to do is we need to create, register some servers, and then we need to create what's called a sync group. So
okay.
A sync group is a collection of servers
okay.
that back end onto an Azure file server.
And everyone in there, I assume, gets to see the same files. Is that when that's why we're grouping them together?
Yes. So the idea is, if you think about something like DFS, distributed file system.
With okay.
distributed file system, you've got one file share, and that'll replicate amongst multiple servers in an organization. So you could do that scenario we were talking about all over the world. So here, you have your master copy of the file share sitting up in the cloud. So rather than replicating with one another, everybody replicates with the cloud,
sure.
and the master copy sits up here. But what's really cool, and I'll show you about it, I'll show you how it works in a minute, is that you can turn on tiering so that every bit of data is sitting up here, but only a subset of the data is sitting down there. So that's how you solve your storage problem.
Gotcha.
So what we've got here is we've got a bunch of storage accounts. Now, I've actually set up Azure File Sync with a server, and it's already replicating up to one of these storage accounts. So
okay.
if we go into this storage account here, and we go into the file share that's sitting files in that storage account, we can see we've got a location here called On-Prem Share.
Okay.
If I click on On-Prem Share, we can see we've got Mercury, Venus, and Mars. So if I jump back across here to File Server 1, and I sign into this file server.
And this is one of the machines that's already in the group.
Yes.
Okay.
And if I come here and I look here, go into this PC, go across to my file share, and I've got my shared folder here,
mm-hmm.
I can see I've got Mercury, Mars, and Venus. And if I created a new folder here and called it Jupiter,
yep.
what would happen is that will
sync to the cloud,
sync
and then
to the
from
cloud.
The cloud to all the other people
yeah.
in the group.
So if we come back here and then we do a refresh on this, we can see we've already got Jupyter come up there. It's already in the cloud.
Got it.
So that's the first part of that. So what we've got, as you can see, we've automatically got that syncing up there. So one of the other cool things about that is...
Before we go too far, though, I want to make sure, I feel like I missed a step. When we created the file sync, that did not create a storage account. The storage account already existed.
So I pre-created the storage account.
Got it. But when we were creating the file sync, I don't remember us associating a storage account with the file sync.
So let me show you how that part works.
Okay.
Okay. So we need to do a few things to get this working. So let's actually go to a server. Let's go to our storage sync services. And we saw we created our on-prem sync too.
Yes.
So let's click on that. So what we want to do here is we want to create a new sync group. So this is where we tell Azure that I want to back on to this particular Azure file shares.
Got it.
So let's create a sync group, and we'll call it, let's say, for example, sync group 2. We've got our subscription there. Mm-hmm. Now, here we select our storage account. So we click on select storage account. So we've got Tailwind Traders as your file sync 2 as my storage account. It'll go and query that storage account and say, which is your file share do you want that associated with?
Got it.
And I've created one called Additional On-Prem Share. So all I do there is I go and click Create. So that'll create that sync group. So that now exists just up in Azure. And what we want to do is we now want to associate an on-prem server with that sync group.
Understood.
And so when we do that, it'll allow it to start replicating content up there.
Are there any prerequisites or requirements on the storage account, like SKU or anything else, to make it allow it to work with file syncs? Or does it just work with
just
any storage account?
Straight storage account.
All right,
as long as you can create a file share in that storage account, you're good.
Okay.
So let me show you then how I register a server. So we can see here I'm actually in a thing called Windows Admin Center. And Windows Admin Center is a web-based console for managing Windows Server. And if we, I'm connected here to one called MelFS3. And MelFS3 over here has, that's not where I wanted to go. So I'm connected to MelMS3. I'm actually running this on Mel.
On a different machine.
MelFS1. So if I just go across to MelFS3 and sign in here, let me just show you.
And that admin console that you just showed, if that's getting rid of the old administrative console, now it's a web-based UI instead?
It's replacing. It's not getting rid of. So there's going to be a long period where both are available.
Okay.
But eventually, hopefully in the next few years, you're going to move all of your Windows Server administration across to Windows Admin Center.
Okay.
So you can see here we've got an /new share, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as our folders. So let's jump back to that first server that had Windows Admin Center on it.
Okay.
And what we want to do is we click on Azure File Sync, and it'll give us a little, if we want to run a little video to learn about it, we can. Or we can click Setup.
Oh, I see. So Azure File Sync is already built into the OS administrative experience, right?
If
so that I'm able to use this to go ahead and wire up to an existing file sync.
Yes, so, and if the agent's not up to date or the agent's not installed, it'll go and grab it from Azure and install it on your server for you.
Perfect.
So you click Next, and what it does, I've then connected this Windows Admin Center to my particular Azure subscription. So it's queried that, and it says, okay, this is your subscription. Which resource group do you want it associated with? Now, we created that second one,
yep.
So I specify that one. It'll then look in that resource group for any storage sync services. There's the one we just created, and then I just click Next, and then I register server.
Got
and
it.
That will now register that server with that storage sync service. So while that's happening in the background, let me show you what it looks like if you've already gone and done that. So if we go to our storage sync service, and we see we've got the on-prem sync 1.
Yep.
Now we can see here we've got a list of registered servers, and we've got file server 1 and file server 2.
Great.
So if I jump across here to sync groups, I've got my share sync group that I created, and that backs on to that first storage account I showed you, which had the planet names in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we see if I click on that, we can see I've got only one of those servers linked to it. So if I want to add another server that's registered to that sync group, all I do is go add server endpoint. It will then say, okay, which of your registered servers do you want to do? And I go, well, I want file server 2. The next thing will say, what's the path that you want to replicate files down to or up from? So I go /share. Then it asks me, okay, do you want to turn on cloud tiering? So cloud tiering is, if I enable it, it asks me, okay, what free space do you want to leave on the volume? And I can specify cloud tiering so that it'll always tier the oldest file if it hits 20% only free space, okay. Everything else will get synced.
Okay.
But I've also got the option of saying, look, anything that is over a certain number of days automatically go and cache that. Now, the user experience is the user connects to it and the file looks like it's there. If it's a file that's already been tiered up to Azure, they'll click on it and it'll sync it back down to that server.
Just like I do with OneDrive.
Very similar experience.
Got it.
So I'm going to choose 30 days there. I click create.
Okay.
So what it's now doing is it's reaching down to that server from Azure, which is already registered. It's adding that to that particular sync group. We can see now that it's listing as provisioning. And what we can do is we can then jump back over to file server 2. Go control alt delete, log in.
You're clearly an IT pro with all these long, long, crazy passwords. It's a demo. Make it just say demo as your password.
And if I go to my shared folder here, we should be able to come back in a minute or two as this starts to provision.
Right.
And that will then take all of those files that are sitting in that location and sync them down.
Now, I have a question. Now, you've taken me like two different experiences that required the server. One where we were on the server or we were administrating the server, and we said, I want to go ahead and register the server. And I thought that was adding the server to the sync group.
So that adds the server to the sync boot, sync service. So we've got our sync service. So it adds it to that sync service. But then within a sync group, you are then configuring within a sync group a particular location. So if I come back to, my first sync group. So think of it this way. You've got a sync service. And let's say that you had four or five different paths that you wanted to sync on a server. So you could add a new sync group for that sync service where you had a separate location backing up to a separate file share.
All right,
so you're not limited to just one path. You can actually have multiple paths syncing up to multiple storage accounts, some of which you might be backing up using as your backup, some of which you won't.
Got it.
Anyway, that is Azure File Sync, and that's what I really like about that particular product.
What about, how do I set up backups if I wanted to backup? Because you mentioned backup a couple of times, but how do I set that up?
Let me show you how that works. Okay, so in Azure, you backup to a thing called a recovery services vault. So before you start backing something up, you create a recovery services vault. So if we click over here on recovery services vault, and we can see here, I've got one called Share Rev Vault. So if I click on that, what it'll do, it'll give me the option here and it says, okay, getting started. What do you want to do? You want to back up? I click on backup. It says, what do you want to back up? Where's your workload? Well, it's running in Azure. What do I want to back up? I want to back up an Azure file share.
Got it.
And then I click backup. And then what it'll do is it'll go out and say, okay, at the moment, it's going to go and discover the supported storage accounts. And then when it goes and discovers the supported storage accounts, I point it at the storage account that hosts the file share.
Okay.
And then just keep going through. And that's how we set up backup.
Got it. So at that point, no matter how many machines I actually have in my sync group, I don't have to update or backup those individual machines. I can simply backup this one particular file share and everything's now being saved.
And what's awesome about that is, and we can see here, so I've got my first storage account. And then it'll query the storage account and it'll register that storage account. But the benefit of that is, remember, we're turning on cloud tiering. So our on-prem file server might only have 10% of the files that are sitting in that Azure file share.
Absolutely.
But we're backing up the whole Azure file share. And then let's say someone deleted a file on-prem. Well, your first step is you've probably got something called Volume Shadow Copy Services on, which allows you to right-click on the share and then recover a file that's a certain amount of days old. But let's say something got deleted a while ago and you weren't sure about that, okay? Then you could go into the Azure file share, you perform the recovery up in the cloud, and then that syncs automatically down to all of your endpoints.
Awesome. So yeah, this has been really cool stuff because I can see it's almost like the OneDrive plus almost, right? It's like this is taking this ability and allowing you to use it across your enterprise in a much more secure way where you can actually back it up and utilize your file shares to their best ability, right?
Yes, because it's taking care of all of that minutia of managing a file server, because file servers not only most common, but one of the ones that take up the most time.
We know
that there's a lot of churn with files, that people are constantly generating data exhaust. Sure. This deals with it. It also deals with the problem. DFS is an older technology. It's not always as reliable as we'd love it to be. You can replace DFS with Azure File Sync.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We're learning all about Azure File Sync here on Azure Friday.